Today is Wednesday. And as every family in the north end of Boston will tell you, Wednesday
is MoneyLife's Sell of the Week with Charles Roquelin, editor of the American Association of Individual Investors Journal.
You are quite the bear.
That's right. Every Wednesday, Charles Roquelin joins us to help us let go of those investments that are going the wrong way.
You idiots, get back in there at once and sell, sell.
Don't keep coming up short. Join us every Wednesday for Charles Roquelin on Money Life with Chuck Jaffe.
Well, you know what they say. Fools make money, bears make money, and pigs, they get slaughtered.
They do indeed say that, but we can help make sure that you do not get slaughtered by giving you great advice. And in this slot each week, we do it with Charles Roquelin. Now, Charles, of course, every week he comes in with the buy of the week and the sell of the week. His buy of the week yesterday, Questcor Pharmaceuticals, ticker symbol QCOR. Of all the picks he's ever given us, that may be the one that either has his best chance to be an absolute shining star. Oh my goodness, what a home run. Or as he kind of acknowledged, it could also be the one that he looks back on and goes, yep, that was a bad idea. So that's part of why we do all this, is to make sure you understand where everything goes. Today, we're going to look on the dark side. Now, remember, if you want to follow what Charles is doing when he's not here, go to AAII.com and follow him on Twitter at Charles Roquelin. Charles, welcome back to Money Life.
Thank you for having me.
Our sell of the week is
Leggett and Platt.
Leggett and Platt, that is ticker symbol L-E-G. Why are they the sell of the week?
Well, this company makes furniture and fixtures. It's primarily known for making steel tubes that go to support furniture, also retail fixtures. We held this in our AAII dividend investing portfolio, and we recently sold it. We realized a total return of about 46%. So we love selling when we have those type of profits. But the reason why we sold it actually can give some investors some lessons, not only specifically to the stock, but what to think about when they hold a stock in their portfolio, about when they might want to lock in profits. In our case, this was primarily a valuation call. The yield on the stock fell to 4.1%, and I realized in the current environment, 4.1% sounds pretty good. But the five-year average low, meaning the lowest yield investors have been willing to pay, over the last 5 years has been about 4.2%. If you go over the last 5 years, the average yield has been 5.3%. Over the last 3 years, it's been 4.9%. So yes, the dividend's still high, but relative to where the stock's been trading at, it's actually low, and that's a sign of high valuations. We've also seen slow dividend growth. Technically, the company is continuing its streak of increasing dividends, but for the last 3 years, it's been at 4 cents per year or a penny per quarter. So we're not getting enough dividend growth to really make up for the impact of inflation, even at this low rate of inflation we're seeing right now. We also had concerns about the business slowing down. The company complained about sluggish demand from customers. It's saying some of its retail business is slowing things down. We are a little bit worried about its exposure to the housing industry, because if you look at Wells Fargo, you look at JP Morgan, Bank of America, they've all been doing layoffs in their mortgage originations business, particularly people refinancing less. People refinancing less, chances are they're probably not upgrading the furniture in their houses. So we saw the slowdown in business, we saw the high valuation, and we saw the slow dividend growth, and we decided we've done well. It's time to take our money off the table.
It sounds like a bit of an opposite situation than what we have a lot. A lot of times on this show, we talk about good company, bad stock, which is we like the company. We think everything with the company seems pretty good, but you can't recommend the stock because right now it's overvalued or it's got the other problems. This sounds like it's not necessarily a bad company, but it's a good company that now has become something of a bad stock. It's been a good stock till now, but we're at the turning point.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the key thing is that people need to realize when the reason they bought the stock no longer applies, sell it. Buy and hold's a great strategy, but buy and forget's a lousy strategy. And even though limiting turnover is a good thing for your portfolio, these companies you buy evolve over time, and while they might be attractive at some point in the past, in the present, they may no longer be attractive. And it may very well be a case that 1 year from now or 2 years from now or at some point in the future, we go back and look at Leggett and Platt and we like it again. But right now, even though the yield's high, it's important. Just because the yield's high doesn't mean the yield's attractive relative to where the stock's traded, or that the stock itself is attractive simply because you're getting a high yield. You need to look at the entire picture and really look at the stock relative to what investors have traditionally been willing to pay for it.
So let's go back to this. One of the things you said was that this may be the stock at some point that you want to get back into. For that to happen, it's going to wind up having its value cut. And so that's one of the reasons why it's the sell of the week. So how ugly could this get for folks who say, oh, you know, but I've been with this stock and I've done well and I don't agree, I'm going to hold on. What kind of bumpy ride do you think they're in for?
Well, I think we look at the yield, really revert that towards the 3-year average of 4.9%. We're looking at a 15 to 20% drop. So that would be one sign where I would look at the stock. But on the upside, I'd probably look for stronger dividend growth, see them raise the dividend more by 4 cents per share. I'd also like to see stronger earnings growth. And I think it's important to realize if you get stronger earnings growth and you get the stronger dividend growth, then you could actually see the yield fall back without having the price decline. But when we look at business conditions right now, we don't see that happening over the short term. I think this is a really situation where we're more likely to see the price decline, or at least see the price lag relative to the whole market, versus actually seeing that earnings growth and that dividend growth to get the valuations in your favor.
So we're talking about Leggett and Platt, the sell of the week, ticker symbol LEG. In there was like, hey, 15 to 20% downside, at which point it may be a buy again, but it's not like the buy of the week. And remember, the buy of the week was Questcor Pharmaceuticals, QCOR. And it's time for us to say our goodbye for the week to Charles Roeblatt. He is our guest of the week, the only one who joins us twice. And if you want to find out what he's doing when he's not here, you're going to go to AAII.com and you're going to follow him on Twitter, where he is at Charles Roeblatt. Charles, thanks so much for joining us as you're recovering from the AAII convention. We'll talk to you next week.
That sounds great, and great seeing you this past weekend.
Absolutely. Up next, it's the big interview when the November the 20th edition of Money Life continues.